My Cousin Rachel by Daphne du Maurier, dramatised by Bryony Lavery, with Francesca Annis, Philip Voss.
Thank you, Seacombe. Will there be anything else, Mr. Philip?
Oh, no, thank you. Wait, yes. I'll have a glass of brandy.
Come in, Philip.
Thank you, ma'am. Good evening. I hope you are rested.
Thank you, Philip, yes.
I hope the dogs are no trouble, ma'am.
None at all. This is Don, isn't it?
Ma'am?
Was he really 14 last birthday?
Ma'am?
Do come, sit down by the fire.
Thank you. What?
How very like Ambrose you are. I had not realized. Thank you, Philip, for letting me come. It cannot have been easy for you.
Not at all, ma'am.
It was a strange feeling driving through the park and up to the house, with Seacombe standing by the door to welcome me. I have done it so many times, you know, in fancy. Everything was just as I had imagined it.
I fear the drive was rather rough.
It did not worry me. I was longing to be here.
I hope you'll be comfortable here in the blue room. Nobody seems to have been here since someone called Aunt Phoebe.
Aunt Phoebe fell lovesick of a curate and went away to Tonbridge to mend a broken heart. But the heart proved stubborn and Aunt Phoebe took a chill that lasted 20 years. Did you never hear the story?
No. Well, what happened to Aunt Phoebe?
The chill left her at the sight of another curate. By then Aunt Phoebe was 45 and her heart was not so brittle. She married the second curate.
Was the marriage a success?
No, she died on her wedding night.
Of what?
Of shock.
I think you made it up upon this instant.
I did nothing of the sort. Seacombe will know the story. Ask him.
Oh, he would not think it fitting. Are you quite warm?
Ambrose had a great theory that I would shrink and shiver in the damp Cornish climate. Once I came down to dinner wearing a new gown, and he said I reeked of old Rome. You'll freeze in that at home, he said. It will be flannel next to the skin and a woolen shawl. You see, I did not forget his advice.
I think this rain will take off tomorrow. You may take a walk.
Above town, in Borden's Meadow, Kemp's Close and Beef Park, Kilmore and Beacon Field, the 20 acres and the West Hills.
You know the names of the Barton lands?
Why, yes, I've known them by heart now for near 2 years.
It's rough walking for a woman.
But I have strong shoes.
Can you ride?
No.
Can you sit upon a horse if you were led?
I might do that. But I would have to hold on to the saddle with both hands.
I'm not sure if we have a lady's saddle.
Perhaps Aunt Phoebe used to ride when she lost her curate. It may have been her only consolation.
Tea is served, madam.
Thank you, Seacombe. Oh, what a magnificent tray.
I think, madam, I'd better remove the dogs. They might upset the tray.
Yes, Seacombe, they might.
What about breakfast, madam?
I would like mine in my room. Mr. Ashley used to say no woman was fit to look upon before 11. Will it give trouble?
Certainly not, madam. Good night, madam. Good night, sir. Come on, dogs.
Would you like some tea? I understand it is a Cornish custom.
I tell you, I've never seen all this silver before. Is it indeed the thing to do to drink tea after dinner?
Only in high society. I am very flattered. I like my tea. You can eat the bread and butter. That butter is melting. You had better suck your fingers.
Very well.
If you want to smoke your pipe, you can.
In a lady's boudoir? Are you sure? Why, on Sundays when Mrs. Pascoe comes with the vicar, we never smoke in the drawing room.
This is not the drawing room. And I am not Mrs. Pascoe.
I thought women minded about such things.
They do when they have nothing else to worry them. If it's fine tomorrow, will you really find a horse for me that will be steady and quiet so that I can sit upon him and go and see the Barton Acres?
Yes, if you want to go.
Wait, though, you forget it will be Saturday. That's the morning you pay the wages.
Great heavens, how in the world do you know I pay the wages on Saturday?
If you don't know, you have less understanding.